This is a download from the BBC.
This is the Forum from the BBC. Today I'm talking about the current state of the world's advanced states and what we can do to make them better. But now it's time for our 60-second idea to change the world. And this week it's you, Benjamin LaRuth. You've got just 1 minute to persuade me, Samira Ahmed, historian Timothy Snyder, writer Adrian Wooldridge and the rest of the World Service audience out there about your 1 minute pitch. Your time starts now.
Well, my idea to change the world is that for a month every year, both public and private companies or organizations would be co-managed by people in their 20s. This would rejuvenate the thinking in the companies where so much management tends to be rather grey-haired. This would also give the opportunity for young people to gain valuable professional experience as an alternative to the traditional, boring and exploitative internships where young people tend to be in charge of making coffee or photocopies. In an attempt to reconnect the youth with politics, parliaments would also be composed of randomly selected young people for a month. This could be particularly beneficial in the European Parliament, as Euroscepticism tends to be on the rise among young people. However, to avoid disasters that come with lack of experience, for that month there would also be the normal parallel management running alongside the young ones as a backup. At the end of the month, everyone in the company and in the parliament would have a vote to decide which decisions to keep. That's my idea to change the world.
Thank you so much, Benjamin. Briefly, what are your thoughts, Tim?
I can't help but think that a simpler way to bring young people into politics, at least in my own country, would be mandatory voter registration. Mm-hmm. I think that would probably change the world, at least in North America. And as for the gray-haired managers, perhaps when they get their golden handshakes, they should have to work as an intern for a year in a rival company.
Adrian.
I mean, one of the ideas that I very much like is the idea that if you look at the board of directors, they tend to be elderly, old, 50, 60-year-old men and women now. And I'd like to have more young people on boards of directors, perhaps a seat reserved on the board of directors for a young person who could represent probably a better knowledge of technology and certainly a better knowledge of many consumer markets. So I'd like to see it permanently there.
I think, Benjamin, you've got a winner with that one. Let's see if anyone out there wants to enact it. And if you want to listen to other 60-second ideas or indeed whole forum programmes, you can download them for free from our website or from your favourite podcast aggregator.
If you've enjoyed this BBC podcast, why not try others, such as In Our Time, where Melvyn Bragg discusses the history of ideas. To find out more, visit bbc.com/podcast.